got Annex snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. We're on Juz 3, and today's verse is from Surah Al Imran, ayah 31. قُلْ إِن تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, the Holy Prophet. What does it mean to follow someone? I find it hard to think of the word follow without associating it with social media, so how about we start there? Who do we follow? And why do we follow them? What is it about them that we look up to? Following celebrities or influencers on social media gives us an insight into the way they live. Everything from their morning routine to the meals they eat, who they socialise with and where they go on holiday. As humans, it's normal for us to find people to look up to and imitate. And in this verse, Allah gives us the ultimate role model to follow. From the Holy Prophet's morning routine to the meals that he ate and the way that he socialised, there are lessons in it for us. For example, we find that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would smile as he spoke. Before meeting others, he'd look in the mirror and make sure his hair and clothes were neat. He never criticised the food that he was given, and when socialising with others, the Holy Prophet would listen kindly to people, and he made each person feel as though they were the most beloved to him. What an incredible personality! In this verse, Allah tells the Holy Prophet to tell us, "If you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins." If I say that I love Allah, then this verse is a reminder to reflect on who I actually follow in my everyday. Who am I influenced by? For the ultimate role model has already been given to us. But to be able to follow the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, I need to learn about him first. I need to get to know him. Then perhaps in each moment I can think, what would the Prophet do? Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Tuhibbuna, from the Arabic root word hub, meaning love, and fattabi'uni, follow me. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a heart for love and a footprint for fattabi'uni. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both the Arabic and the English. Down here, I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflections on the verse and what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. Maybe you'd like to take this chance to read a new hadith from the Prophet, or find out something different about the way that he lived. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.